Your hometown news station, AM 1300, KGLO, and it is time for the Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County program. And with us we have today, Shanda Hansen. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning.
Yeah, we were just talking about kind of getting caught up. It's holiday time, and, you know, you get into the holidays, Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and everything. It's busy, busy time for a lot of people, and busy for you too, I would guess.
Absolutely.
How about the Community Foundation? We talk a lot about what the Community Foundation does for people and organizations in our community. What's the Community Foundation do for you?
Well, the Community Foundation has been a wonderful partner to us for the last few years. With working with YSS Francis Lauer, in the last 3 years, the Community Foundation has given us funds to do what we call bedroom essentials. And so that includes new bedding, sheets, towels, all those things that we tend to wear down over the year with the number of kids that come through our services and our facilities. And so it's a wonderful partnership. It's really important to the work we do to make sure our kids are comfortable. You know, many of them are coming to us from very traumatic situations, and a nice blanket and some clean sheets can go a long way for those kids.
You know, and I think everybody in that's listening right now, I think they can all relate. Even our own homes, we wear things out, and in your situation, with these kids, they're wearing it out fast.
They are. They absolutely are. And, you know, it's teenagers coming through. So we serve over 200 kids every year coming through our shelter and our residential treatment program. And so those items definitely get a lot of use out of them.
Talk a little bit about some of the treatment things that happen with those youth. And I'm not asking for individuals or names or any of that kind of stuff. But in general, bring people up to date on what you guys are doing every day at work.
Yeah, absolutely. So our primary services are two 24/7 programs. So we have our emergency shelter where Department of Human Services can call, juvenile court services, the police department, a parent can call us and say, I need help. We're in crisis. What can you do? And sometimes we can bring the youth into our shelter. Sometimes they're placed in our shelter because it's the safest place they can find for them. And so we're doing that 24/7, 365. So that's where we see a lot of our kids come through in a wide variety. You know, sometimes we get kids from the area. Sometimes we get kids that are displaced, maybe runaways or victims of human trafficking that we could have in our shelter.
Yeah. Wow, that's hard to believe.
Yeah, you know, it happens more than we think. So, and then we also have our residential addiction treatment unit, and so that particular program serves boys 12 to 18. We have a sister program in Ames that serves girls, and so there is both genders available. And you know, we have anywhere from 6 to 8 boys in that program at any one time. It's a 90-day program, and these are kids that unfortunately are dealing with addiction at a young age. So alcohol use, drug use, whatever that might be, that are really hindering them from growing and just living what we might dub as a normal teenage life, right? So we do our best to support them and help them understand their addiction and how to move through it.
So in other words, these are not always all bad kids. They're
no.
Just in bad situations.
Yeah, and I very seldomly do I feel like we get a bad kid. You know, many of them are products of their environment, and some of them are, you know, are responding to addiction, which we know is very prevalent in our society. You know, these are good kids that have come from raw deals oftentimes. You know, in our shelter, it's a safe place for those kids. You know, they come from neglect and abuse, and we can't blame them for sometimes the way that they process emotions. And so whatever we can do to support them and create that safe place and give them a comfortable environment to heal is really important.
So it really allows them a chance to take a look around and say, okay, wait, maybe the world's not all that bad.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and just trying to start a new chapter for them.
Wow. How big a staff do you have?
When we're fully staffed, we have about 50 staff at Francis Lauer.
Are you looking for people now, or are you fully
always?
Staff?
You're always. We're always, especially in our 24/7 programs.
Yeah.
You know, it's shift work, so we have 3 different shifts that need to be covered, and we're always looking for good staff. It's a wonderful part-time position too for some younger people that are looking to see what the field's like. So we often reach out to our, you know, community colleges and universities in the area to talk partnership. But yeah, we're always looking for folks to help us serve these kids. And, you know, you and I were talking about the holidays when I first got in here, and those are coming up quick. And sometimes that's really difficult for our kids. You know, they're away from home. Maybe they've never had a Thanksgiving or a Christmas and all those things. And so having staff there that are kind and considerate and supportive of these kids during those difficult times is imperative.
So do you do some holiday kind of things around
We do. We try and do the holiday meal, you know, on the day of the different holidays. And we also, you know, try and get them involved as many things as we can. We also do our Little Wishes program, which is an annual giving program that has been around for a long time. So we have giving trees in the community. We have families that can be adopted, all ways to lift our kids up this holiday season.
Wow. That's you guys do great work. You really do. And I appreciate you an awful lot. And when I think about the Community Foundation and them helping you guys too, it really does wrap your arms around that whole community helping one another.
Yeah, absolutely. The Community Foundation is, like I said, has been a wonderful partner to us for a long time and really bridged a gap in a number of needs that we have throughout the years. And so we couldn't be more grateful to the Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo. They've been wonderful for us.
Shanda, always great to have you in studio. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you.
You bet. Have a great holiday, okay?
You too. Take care.
You bet. Shanda Hansen with us this morning. That's our Community Foundation program on your hometown news station, AM 1300, KGLO Mason City, and KGLOAM.com.